I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
Telly, Aguero!
Close! He's got it!
And how it was going.
It was boxing the bleeding head off him.
Oh, rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer.
Marshall skips away. Marshall's still going.
English are half-length in front. Can he do it? Chautauqua. He's flying. Yes. There's history.
Muchas gracias, afición. Este para vosotros.
We're going to jump straight into some deep and meaningful.
Yeah, I think it means a lot to him.
Oh, fuck.
It is a big gash that he does.
Is it, yeah, actually?
It looks like...
Do you reckon I'm going to have tomorrow off work because of it?
I reckon you could have claimed combo.
I was dropping off a work vehicle at the time.
Oh,
okay, here's the story. I parked next to a drain at work. When I got out of the car, I was dropping my car off. When I got out of the car, my foot got caught in the drain and I didn't realise. I took take a step and I just fell over.
So that's how you slice yourself up.
Yeah. The asphalt.
And the apprentice that was working at the mechanics is like, are you right, mate? And I'm like, it would have been better if no one saw that.
Yeah, it's always like that when you have a fall, isn't it?
Yeah. I fall. That's the first time I've gashed my knee in a long time.
That's the first time you've had a chance to, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't really get many chances to do that on the old golf green, do you?
Carpet burn.
Carpet burn. That's a different story.
Cow did that one.
That's if you fall out of the golf cart. Or
roll down the hills.
You roll down the hill.
Yeah, you could do that.
Chase your fucking golf buggy. You fucking push. And
oh no!
No! Into the water.
And you never return there again.
Oh, you wouldn't want to return to that golf course.
It's the only one around. I'm not going to fucking Wombrel. Yuck. Gosford. Wong's alright. I'm on Wong.
You're not going to pay whatever old mate was telling us he pays to go to Magenta.
Oh, no, I've played there before too. I'm fucking nowhere near good enough to play at Magenta.
Well, Magenta's expensive, isn't it?
It's like $5,000 a year.
Jeez.
And then he said as well that you pay your first year's fee up front as well. So
it's like $8,000 or something like that first year.
Fucking hell.
Mm. Hey, but you can say you're a member of Magenta. And cool. Drive all the way out to fucking South Tookley.
And then you have to spend every single weekend there to
make it worth it.
At least Shelley, I've probably already made back mine was $800 for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so much better.
And I've probably made that back already. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, I think that's worth it if you're into it, but if you're like me and you play once or twice a year, it's fucking absolutely not worth it.
Well, just get better. Just get good.
I don't need to get better. I'm that good. I only need to play once a year.
Yeah, okay.
Just come and smoke you boys and then give yourself a year to get better before you come back and have another shot at the title.
Yeah, all right, happy. Corey Gilmore is your new name.
Corey Gilmore.
How was your weekend anyway, Butch?
Not too bad.
Like you didn't come to Luke's housewarming. You were pretty devastated.
I got stuck in my coaching course listening to some dribbler just fucking talk shit for 8 hours. One of those guys where... I probably won't say it, actually.
Why? Yeah, say it.
It just fucking went for too long, I think.
Did he love the sound of his own voice, you reckon?
Yeah.
Was it on a Zoom meeting?
No, it was in person.
Did he, blow the whistle, when he just walked in there?
All right, boys, let's go.
I'm the coach now.
Was there a practical aspect to your... Or was it all just, talking?
It was pretty much all theory.
What was the practical side of it?
Well, it was supposed to be go out and run moves, but behind it, we talked for too long. He was like, oh, we could do it, but nah, I'm happy with what we've done here, so we took this off. But, I mean, we did finish pretty late as well, so I missed the old house for me, unfortunately. By the time I finished, I was like, oh, these boys are going to be pissed and not even remember that I'm here.
By the time I got there, they were pissed, and that was only at 5:30.
I was not drunk, okay? I was a little tipsy.
You were telling me that you were in rare Golden Books form.
Yeah, I was actually in good Golden Books form. I was telling, shout out Sweeney, that Luke Tews makes stop motion World War One videos out the front of his house.
In the trenches.
Sweeney's like, what the fuck's this trench for? He's like, oh, it's actually funny you say that. Luke's been into stop motion World War videos on YouTube. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, he's making the Maginot Line at the moment. That's why it's so long. He's going to do the Battle of the Somme pretty soon. He goes, oh, I said the saddest part to Luke. I said the saddest part, he believed me that you would do that. But yeah, nah. It was all right. It was good night.
Yeah, good night.
Morning.
Yeah. It's big.
I mean, you paid for it the next day or what?
No, actually, didn't. I paid for it on Monday.
Did you?
Or I repented on Monday.
I slept.
That's what they say. The second day syndrome is always worse, mate.
But I think Monday had a lot to do with me staying up watching the Cricket World Cup.
Oh, did you watch the whole thing?
Yes.
Did you watch it, Reno?
No, I did not. I was asleep.
You got running commentary, but
I didn't need to watch it because I had Jaden telling me what was happening.
That was a joke, by the way, that I put in there. It wasn't serious.
What'd you say?
I put in there and said, oh, thanks for the running commentary. My car is not
when you reading. Said that, I was like, Corey should not be serious. You just egged him on to keep fucking talking.
I was trying to watch it. I kept having to flick my
he thought someone was replying to me. That was how meaningful the conversation was going.
Me and him were talking a bit, and I was talking to him.
You would be one reply from you, and then seven messages from him.
This one.
I knew we shouldn't have bowled first.
That's what I said.
What a good decision. We shouldn't have bowled.
Yeah, but
we
then he started saying
yeah,
that too.
We should have. Oh.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, it looks good now, Jack, doesn't it? So I was like, oh, yeah, well, it did. Yeah, it worked out.
Won us a World Cup.
Six-time champs.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I said to him. Well, that's why I'm not the Australian captain then.
Yeah, he can stick to fucking betting on the West Indies to get a draw.
He's fucking calls.
I think he bet on the draw again.
His calls were all over the shop. He was like, oh, they're going to be in for a big one here. I can see him staying in for a while. Oh, actually, he just got a wicket. Yeah.
Pajara. We needed to get him. Oh, Kohli. Brilliant. I can see
Kohli's going for 100 easy. Oh,
yeah, when he said that, I immediately thought of Mick Ennis.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's not all there. So we'll just leave him to him and his fucking golden staff.
Oh,
but so what did you watch of the cricket?
I stayed up until about five overs into Australia's batting and I passed out. I've watched David Warner get out and then we're one for 30 or something, I think, when I fell asleep.
So you didn't watch the head show?
No, and I fell asleep before they went wicket as well.
Yeah.
Which would have been stressful for me because then I probably would have stayed up all night.
I was getting nervous and then I was like, oh, you know what, it's... It was like 1:30 and I was like, we've only got to get 80 runs here or something like that. I'm like, oh, keep watching.
The ball was swinging off its head when I was watching.
Yeah. The Jew coming in.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
They kept saying it. Fucking Skull does my head in. He was like, if the Jew comes in, Australia win. And if it doesn't, India will win. And I was like, fuck, say 10 more times, Skull, please. I didn't hear the first 15.
You just attacked a national icon then, Skull.
Oh, yeah. The only thing he's iconic for is shit fucking dad jokes during the test lunch breaks.
I don't think they're shit. I think they're quite funny. Actually, I used one of them at work today.
Oh, I bet you fucking did.
So,
do you have any more stories at work today or not?
Not today. I was pretty good today.
You left them alone today?
Did you ask them about any of those hypotheticals?
Yeah, I did, actually. I did.
We'll keep them off air,
those hypotheticals. I'll ask Reno when we're finished. It was the first thing I said to him when I got the car this morning. I was like, Greg, I got a fucking hypothetical for you. And he's like, what's wrong with you? You wake up thinking about that or something?
I was still thinking about today, thinking like, fuck.
It'd be a hard choice.
They're so fucked.
It'd be a hard choice. I know what I would go now, like doing a bit of research on it.
I did research.
Well, this is intense, isn't it?
No, I got to tell you, I cannot say this on here.
It's a type of chat that you can't say off mic from the PlayStation.
Yeah, it's for the party only.
I know what it's gonna. I know how bad it's gonna be there. It's party only chat.
It's party only.
And it was not good.
But it was funny. Mum heard me too because I didn't realize my door was open. She's like, "What are you talking about in there?"
Brooke was not in the same room, and I'm thanking the Lord.
Did you ask about?
No.
I would have.
I'd be here alone today, buddy.
Guess that's why I'm single.
Those sick thoughts running through my head.
Aside from the cricket and that stuff, do you boys get up anything else interesting on the weekend? Or is that about it?
No, I worked.
Drank. Just typical Saturday.
I did work, did you?
Yeah, I worked Saturday. And then
you're in some fine form as well.
Yeah, I had the moves like Jagger at one stage. It was just killing it on the dance floor.
Yeah. And the mouth of Jay Leto.
There was a lot of chatting, a lot of shit. A lot of shit went on.
Did anyone break anything?
It was a long night.
Luke broke my heart.
Oh, Luke. No, nothing was broken that I know of.
Oh, tell him about Luke with the can.
Oh, Luke stuck his finger in a can. And
in a can
of drink and couldn't get it out. Well, I had to cut it off with a knife.
You had to get the jaws of life out to get him out? Or?
Yeah, it was a process and a half to get this thing off because I didn't know how far his finger was in the can. I then got given a knife and then it wasn't like cutting through the
can. Should
have
used the sword.
He should have just left it on his hand, so then he had it as like one of those dog cones where he can't do
when
it.
When he finally got the can off his hand, the cut on his finger was quite large.
Did he orgasm when it went off, like the relief?
I was like, do you have any like band-aids or nothing? Nah, we don't have any of them.
He used glad wrap, didn't he?
So he went and just got like heaps of toilet paper and just wrapped it up. That was the last I saw of Luke because I went after I woke up the next morning. I went home like straight away. I got out of there. Like the
he took his tie off his neck and he got the hell out of there.
Took the tie off from around my neck and I got the hell out of there.
Got the tie off from around my neck and got the hell. Thought I was gonna have to shoot my way out of there.
Yes, it was a big night.
I am sad I missed it, to be honest, because I can only imagine.
You would have seen some of the Ripper dance moves with me.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, I heard your boys were choreographing for a few weeks before you got there too.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was practicing in front of my mirror, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I normally do, just Boston Shuffle. So I was SpongeBobbing.
Yeah, as soon as you say the mirror, I immediately think of those videos you did. those photos you did in the mirror when you had your sling that...
Oh, the chipped wing.
The chipped wing.
Yeah, it's just a fucking true story. I don't know. Trying to bring that up and bring up old bad memories, like chip my elbow.
Hey, they're not bad memories. They're obstacles you overcame.
Yeah, that's what I know. Look how I'm going. Flying. Yeah.
Now you got another obstacle to overcome if you graze on your knee.
Yeah, it's just fucking... I'm going to be like Uncle Lars by the end of this fucking lifetime, I reckon. Have no legs.
Uncle Lars, from
Star Wars. You know Lars Owen that rolls out there? He's the hopper thing. He's got no legs.
Yeah, he owns Shmee.
She's not my slave. She's my wife. Yeah. It's a bit nerdy for everyone on here, I think. But I
don't get the reference.
Yeah. Uncultured, that's why. But should we get back to the cricket?
Yes.
Now.
Yes. A famous Australian win.
Six-time champions. Now, I... watched that decision when Pat Cummins goes, we'll have a bowl. I fucking spat the dummy, to be honest.
Yeah, that's when I realised that we'd started. I missed the start.
No, it was fucking bullshit. I was like, what the fuck? Because everyone all weekend had been saying, if Australia have to win, they're going to have to bat first. Because India will just chase it.
Well, wasn't it the largest chase in the World Cup final ever?
Was it?
I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere. I'll make sure that's true.
I'm pretty sure India... Who played the last World Cup? Was it New Zealand and England?
New Zealand and Australia, wasn't it?
No, that was 2015.
England dodged it up and went and won.
Yeah, that's right.
They win last one. I thought New Zealand won the last one.
No, New Zealand. I don't think New Zealand's ever won one.
I'll look it up in a minute.
We beat them 2015.
I thought they won...
Yeah, remember, I was carpentry and come home and Starkey fucking took like three
didn't
wickets.
They won one World Cup recently, I thought.
Maybe the test.
Maybe the test. Oh, maybe the test one.
Not too sure. Was it the highest scoring? I don't think it was. Considering there's only been like 20 of them.
Yeah, I think it was.
I thought the last one was like 141, and I think that was 140 or something like that. Or is it the other way around? I think they beat it by one run or something.
I want a fucking slideshow here.
What the fuck are you doing? Do you know how to use Google?
You want Wikipedia?
What do you want?
I don't know.
No, get off it. Don't worry about it. Sitting there umming and arming.
Let's just say it was.
Yeah, let's just say it was and we'll just fucking...
Deal with the
consequences of lying.
Yeah.
Doing that my whole life.
You've been lying your whole life.
So you didn't watch it, did you, Rito?
No.
Fuck, you don't even... Oh, because New Zealand weren't playing, that's why.
To be honest, I was...
turncoat.
I had an early night, so Sunday night.
Making up for lost hours, were you?
Well, I slept a lot Sunday. I think I was the majority, not just fucking hungover, but I think I was just fucked from the week and working Saturday as well.
You can make your excuses up. You were hungover from Saturday night.
I wasn't hungover, I was just sleepy.
I was just tired. No, same, I was too.
It wasn't like a hangover. Like, I had a bit of a headache during the day, but I didn't have a headache by the afternoon.
No, see, I'm the opposite. I get progressively worse.
It was the second biggest... it was the third biggest chase.
What was the biggest one? 260?
277.
Oh, that's close.
India in 2011 against Sri Lanka.
No, that was a shit one. Who cares?
Yeah.
Two crap nations.
That's what I thought, too.
Two third world nations.
Did you see the uproar from the Indian fans since it's been over?
What happened? They had a day of mourning, didn't they?
They were very upset. They said the best team lost.
Oh, yeah. They come out and said the best India were the best team on paper.
The guy wouldn't even shake Pat Cummins' hand.
Oh, Modi.
Yeah,
fucking scumbag. India, I hate them. So I actually enjoy beating India somewhat to the same level as England.
It makes it so
England.
Much sweeter that we beat them at on home. Their home doctored turf.
Yeah.
Their home doctored turf. Like, what would being a greenskeeper in India be? That'd be like one of the pinnacles, eh?
Well, you just have to make sure they're all alright.
Just got to make sure they're cracking fucking dried to the shit house.
Yeah. Make sure that they suit you the best.
No, Kohli, probably his last World Cup. There's probably a last World Cup for a few players there in that Australian team. Yeah. Warner, Smith.
Even Cummins might not have another one in him.
He's a young girl.
He's pushing 30 now, I think.
Stark, definitely. Hazelwood, definitely. Yeah. Zampa, the weirdo.
He'll probably have one more in him. I don't know how he gets wickets, but he does.
I don't know. He just looks like freaking, like you see him out the front of a library or something like that. I'm not going to say what he looks like on here because...
Yeah, Cummins is 30. Yeah.
I know what you're thinking because it's what Jaden called Teague today.
That was so abusive too.
Hazelwood's really rude. 32, Stark's 33, Smith's too old, Warner's 37, Maxwell's 35, Mitch Marsh is 32, so it's going to be a brand new crop. For the next one. You think Baggy Green would be in the next one?
Yeah, he was on the bench.
Yeah, I think he kind of underperformed in that one. Yeah, Alex Carey will probably be there as well.
No, he won't. He can't bat.
I think Josh Inglis is old too.
Josh Inglis is better than Alex Carey. Alex Carey's a good wicketkeeper, but he can't bat.
Yeah, he's...
He sucks. Bring in Josh Felipe, I reckon.
Yeah, he's good actually. Yeah.
Josh Inglis is probably...
Inglis is only 28.
Yeah.
Good batter.
Carey would be probably pushing 33, 34.
Yeah, actually he might be.
Because he was coach of Captain GWS inaugural season when he was like 18 or something like that. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm keen for the test spot. Starts in 3
Carey's
weeks.
Yeah, Carey's 32. There you go.
See? Fuck. Don't even know Google. Just know my ages.
3 weeks to test.
Yeah, December 14th.
Yeah.
Pakistan.
So put it this way, boys. The rest of the world, over the last like 13 World Cups, they've won a total of 7.
We've won six.
So we're...
Is that the history of them?
Yeah, that's going back to 1975.
Fuck. Well, we are the best. The Americans are starting to get more involved into it now too.
And we've also lost the final twice as well.
Once they get involved, it's going to be...
It's going to be fucking a lot of money in cricket once they get involved.
It's going to turn it into a... Yeah.
Because they got MLC now, Major League Cricket.
Yeah, it'll be all franchised out.
Yeah.
It'll end up being, like, bigger than the IPL, I reckon. Like, they'll all go and then get
100%. And they reckon it's going to affect the Australian...
cricket crop?
No, their Australian summer.
Yeah.
Because all the money that's going to be getting thrown at them to play over there. It's different, but because it's going to be in their summer, which is our winter.
It's their winter and our summer, so it won't really matter.
Yeah, but they won't be playing tours of, like...
Yeah, that'll probably just mean that we won't...
It'll affect the Ashes and stuff like that when it's in...
England.
But it's going to affect England as well more than anything, I reckon.
Yeah, because they share the same summer.
Do you reckon short ball cricket's the way it's going? Or do you reckon Test is still king?
Short.
I prefer Test.
Yeah, I do too.
I think a lot of people... Like, I prefer to watch Test. But it's... I think a lot more people just like the excitement of...
The game that they're going for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to sit there for five.
It's not as long as... Like a bigger commitment to sit there and watch 5 days.
I think it depends as well. Like at the moment, like there's only a handful of countries that are still
playing
really competitive in Test as well. Like if that stays true, then it'll probably hang around for a little while. But if it only then becomes like Australia and India and Pakistan, it's not Pakistan, England are dominating.
That's the problem, I think, with Tests. There's only a couple of nations that are dominating. The rest all suck.
And like South Africa is still good too.
South Africa was crap last year when they came out here.
But the West Indies and all them, they don't pay their players
good
enough.
In South Africa.
The other teams get more money to play in the bigger leagues.
Who's the other country that's coming out here again?
Western Australia, West Indies.
They fucking suck.
Pakistan's all right. They're not bad. New Zealand's good too.
Yeah, New Zealand's good still.
Mm. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, always forget about that.
I think there's about 5 or 6 teams that are still doing Tests well, but the rest are kind of
That's always how cricket's been. There's never been like 9 teams that are ultra competitive.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got the fucking bums like Bangladesh, Netherlands.
But I think it's the fact that there's more teams that are more trying to be more competitive in the other competition
because the money's better
that pushes it.
Yeah. It's because the money's better.
Because they've been talking about it for the past like 3 years.
Like for the West Indies, they get more money to go play the IPL than they do to play for their country.
Yeah.
So that's why they go, fuck, why would I go play test in Australia, get fucking raped, then go play for...
They did indeed.
Bangalore, whatever they're called.
Well, which one did I watch last year? I watched South Africa when they were over here.
Africa weren't very good.
They weren't very good at all.
But don't forget, or are we just forgetting that our teams are fucking good?
Yeah, we got one. Yeah. Like,
I think it's probably one of the best generation of crickets.
Yeah, especially after like the kind of early 2000s era.
Probably the best one since then.
Yeah.
We beat England in the Ashes. We've got the Ashes for us.
Well, we didn't beat them. We
drew.
Yeah, we retained there.
We retained. Yeah. Still.
We still won.
We're still winning.
That's the only thing that they haven't done, this group of players.
Is that the same? Is that what they have done, the other group? They beat England.
Yeah, they won in England.
They had that's probably the best cricket team ever.
I think it is. But this one has been so successful. Like, they've got two World Cups. They've got
two World Cups.
A couple of Ashes.
Ashes.
And they did it, then they retained in England as well. They've got World Test Championship.
Did they have that back in the day?
No, they didn't. But it's still.
It's on the back.
They're the best test team in the world.
What was the other thing I was going to say? Also today, 10 years ago, the start of the most dominant bowler I've ever seen. Mitchell Johnson.
Oh,
23rd in Ashes. 10 years ago. Me and Jane used to run home from the bus, come watch it. In the afternoon.
And he already missed 2 wickets because he just fucking dominated.
I remember him at the Whacker one day. He just fucking took like 6 wickets.
Yeah.
Fuck. When it was the actual Whacker when he used to fucking swing.
And I remember the first one at the Gabba as well where he made Jonathan Trott go into retirement. Made him go home. He didn't want to face him anymore.
That was a hard series for England. Graham Swan and Jonathan Trott both retired. Graham Swan retired after he was none for 220. Like, imagine being a spin bowler.
I remember that year as well. In the year before, 2012, Jack Kelly said to us, Michael Clarke, shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went on and he didn't score under 200 in one in any of his
scored 10. 400 or something like that at the SCG, wasn't it? 300?
336 or something like that.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Bring it back. I love Test cricket. It's 3 weeks.
I miss that team as well.
Yeah, I know.
Mitchell Johnson, man, that was
fucking... Dude, that was the most fucking violent bowling I've ever seen in my life.
That was the best, bowling, summer I've ever seen.
Yeah, we didn't really get to see Warnie in his prime when he was just taking...
I remember
Warnie's last game.
I remember his Ashes, his last
I remember
Ashes
that.
Too.
I remember that, but I don't remember early on. Like, I can't say I remember Warnie 2001.
No. But even after that, I've never seen anyone... make batsmen scared to face.
They genuinely did not want to.
You could see
him.
The piss running down their legs.
Binger,
because they're wearing white pants.
Binger
as well. We only saw him late in his career.
I saw his highlights and fucking just smacking people in the head.
We didn't see prime Binger when he was bowling 155 k's an hour at people.
I saw that one of them was the one where the ball went up through the fucking cage of the thing and split his fucking nose. And the guy's like, Dougie's helmet, not pissed.
I remember when he hit a 6 out of the Whacker.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Out of the Gabba. Gabba, yeah. Binger. Fucking, how many weeks do you do? Was that Hunter?
That was Binger. Binger was on there. He was a wheat beast person as well.
Yeah, Binger was on the box.
Yeah. There's been heaps over the years.
Timmy Cahill?
Yeah, Timmy Cahill.
Has he reposted that goal yet?
Oh, probably.
Surely there'll be one this morning.
Because they won this morning. Harry Souter again.
Yeah, fucking just scraped by, didn't they?
Oh,
yeah.
No, same as France the other day. They just scraped by.
France only won 14.
14-0, and Mbappe scored a goal from his own half.
France got lucky because they only played against 10.
The French manager said to it, though, it got into half time, it was 7-0, and somebody said, what's the record? And he was like, oh, I think it's 10-0, and I think you can beat them by even more if you go out there and try. And they were fucking squatting up the 7 goals.
The record's Australia.
Did you guys see...
It was 10-0. Not the record against the fucking worst team in the world, or whatever it was.
Tonga. We won like 41-0. Or 21-0.
Yeah, the proper record for that. I don't know if it was their record.
It must be the French record, surely.
Yeah, it was 10-0.
Did you guys see the Argentina versus...
Brazil?
Yeah, Otamendi scored off
it.
No. Did you see the crowd?
I didn't see what happened. I saw it was abandoned.
Brazil lost. Their first home game in Brazil.
Something happened in the crowd.
Yeah. My man Russ, shout out to him, sent me a video today of like the the crowd fight.
Oh, was there a fight? Have I didn't see that. Oh.
What's that? Is that a machete?
They're like the police batons, and then they show the guy's head.
Oh!
And there's like Marquinhos and Messi and stuff like telling him to stop.
Stop it! Stop it! Shut up, little man!
That was the first one that Brazil's ever lost at home. It was their first loss of a home World Cup qualifier.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's Argentina versus Brazil.
I think their record
shows
was...
you what the rivalry's like.
Their record was 43-18-0.
Really?
In World Cup qualifiers.
And they lost.
And they lost.
Yeah, well, they got a few injuries,
actually.
What
do you reckon the big outrage would be? A home loss in India or a home loss in Brazil?
Brazil.
Brazil, you get your fucking head chopped off.
Who are you more scared of? A big Brazilians or a big Indian?
I'm more thinking about the volume of population. 1.4 billion people versus...
I feel like...
You could get lost in the favelas. You can't get lost in the Ganges. You can get lost in the Ganges, but you can't get lost in the... Have you never played Modern Warfare 2? You go up in the favelas? They're pretty scary, dude.
Fucking no. You don't know what's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen. We'll take care of him.
I'd be fucking worried about you.
What would you do? Brazilians or Indians? What are you scared of?
Fuck the Brazilians. Fuck that. I've met, like, Brazilians over here for work. Like, they're fucking all jacked as fucking off their heads.
Well, Indians don't have their own type of MMA. Yeah. Do they? They don't have Indian fucking... They have Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, right. Actually, I think...
I just asked the question, boy.
What a stupid question, mate.
Don't
shoot the messenger.
People die in Brazil over soccer games. No one dies in India over the cricket.
I don't know. We don't know what happens.
You just don't hear
unless
about
it's
an,
it. Don't hear
a,
about
if it's a Pakistan, India, that's a different story.
Yeah. Fuck, that could get explosive.
That could be real.
That could get hot. When I say hot, I mean atom bomb hot. Literally.
Between those two, well, you've seen the videos of the little kids talking about what they want to grow and they be when they grow up.
What? I sacrificed my life for Pakistan.
I love Pakistan.
Just circling back to the cricket before we move on.
We were still on the cricket.
Yeah, we're still talking to cricket, right?
When did the test start?
December 14th, I just said it. 3 weeks.
Did you?
Obviously not fucking listening to me. Oh. Too busy thinking about who would win in a fight, an Indian or a Brazilian.
Well, it's important questions that rattle around in my head.
There is.
Yeah, okay. So they got T20 stuff going on now.
Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow night.
No one really cares about that, though.
T20, ugh, Mickey Mouse game. T20s are playing at the entrance. Supposedly Cow's playing tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, I want to play 2020s. I'm like perfectly suited for it.
Yeah, thanks for the
invite. I can bowl five overs and go out there and slog, and I won't tomorrow. Get reprimanded. Thursday night.
Thursday night. I thought you meant in the middle of the day. I'm like, jeez.
Who plays cricket on a weekday?
Day off work.
Indians?
Well,
they play any day.
They play any day,
well,
every
they
day.
They clearly need to practice.
Have you never seen the movie Backyard Ashes? They play cricket at work. They're literally getting sacked, and like they're all out there playing cricket. Me and Jane were watching it like... They got nothing to complain about. They're playing cricket. Like, imagine if you rocked up to work and Aiden saw you sitting there playing cricket. What would he do? He'd fucking throttle you.
Yeah, be sacked.
When Brooke and I got to Belgium, we were walking through the through Bruges, and they were all playing cricket after work.
Should have gone fucking having a couple of overs at him.
I was going to go pass the ball, boys. I'll roll the shoulder.
You should have come fucking steaming.
Imagine if you full bounced them and shit like, we don't play no bouncer.
Only underarm.
Only spin.
Fucking caught that, eh?
You know how we play in Australia.
Give me the bat.
I'm going to break your fucking arm.
No bat ball. I fucking fuck. Six and out. Fuck off. It's like full gory. Just goes full bush pig on him.
No, I'd be more just like, playing my shots, just blocking, just getting
over in Belgium, just blocking out and fucking
full Greg Bailey out the front.
No run,
block 100 runs with two fucking 15-year-old kids,
and they'll proper celebrate when I get my 100 too.
What, he fell on the ground and went like this. He looked like fucking William Dafoe in Platoon when he fucking gets shot.
No OBWs either.
Yeah, it's too hard on that wicket.
What about the other week when we were watching the UFC? We're down in the pool. And we're like, how the fuck did we not hit sixes when we were playing pool cricket back in the day? Like,
we did.
Well, you didn't. I I was.
Here we go. This guy. Remember we tried to get a hotspot at your house with Cam Wow?
Yeah.
We tried to set the Cam Wow up and we tried to make a hotspot with it.
It was only photos.
It didn't work.
Oh, God.
You couldn't do hotspot videos, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Maybe probably could now.
Probably could now. It's probably an app. It's probably like a DRS app. You
think Cam Wow's still going?
Yeah, and I reckon Cam Wow. You probably get a drone set up, Corey, and we can have actual Hawkeye too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Roll the camera, roll the camera, roll the camera. There. He's out. Yep. Decision on the board. Out the front of Judah Van.
There was no more punch-ons that were had than arguing a
LBW. Josh tried to fucking bash me once at Foster because I wouldn't hack getting out. I was like full fucking lost it.
I think I was there. Yeah, he tried to get thrown in the sandpit.
Yeah, and he fucking stormed off. Whiny little bitch.
Hack it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How good was Australian summer?
That's why I was so good at playing straight, because at your house, you could only play shots straight because you had the wall and the fence right next to us, so you could only play straight.
Yeah, whereas here we're fucking hitting
it's
up.
It's all leg side, so I've got no offside about me. It's all leg side and straight. Cow corner or nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah. Good times.
Yes, good times.
Should get the stumps out and go play and fucking abandon this. Let's
might play some bet slip cricket. Eh?
Bet slip cricket.
Bet slip cricket day.
The whole fucking house down on the corner there is out. And then you can't edge it. They've got 10 slips.
When we get sick of me getting 100, we can just play classic plastic catches in the pool.
I don't think you ever turned up. I think you did it at your house, actually.
I think we both did at one point.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. It was just one-on-one. It was all sixes and fours, but... No, we stopped running, remember? We were just like, oh, that's three. That's two. It was like stick cricket. Yeah, that's two. I would have got two there. Yeah.
This has got ridiculous.
Six. Did bounce. No, it didn't. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, that's cricket. I think we should wrap cricket up.
Yeah. There'll be plenty more cricket chat throughout the summer.
The summer's coming. Now, rugby league.
Yes.
I just saw the news before you boys arrived. The Tigers.
I bet I screenshotted the same thing.
Is it?
JL.
Yeah.
Jerome Luai
to the Tigers.
That actually happening?
$4 million deal, 4 years.
All it
is it reported?
Well, it's reported, but they've cleared the money to offer it.
It says that the Tigers board has cleared the money to offer it.
So no one else is going to get him.
No one will offer that.
It's either Penrith or that, because...
But it's whether he wants to actually play September footy or not.
Well, he's run three comps. That's the thing. Like, he probably will go there because he's won three comps. Like,
And he gets to play with Appy too.
He gets to play with Appy again.
Well, Critter's just left.
Critter's gone. Left. He's only got Bizza, really.
And who knows? He'll probably leave. He could leave on money deal as well eventually.
Yeah, they can't keep him all, Penrith. But I don't know. What's your thoughts on the deals? I don't know.
It's a lot of money.
I think you're going to need more than Jerome Luai.
But I think we're going to need... Like, it's something you need someone...
I think it's a good start, though. The problem you have is that you need a halfback.
Yeah, didn't you see the preseason training the other day?
Mm-hmm.
I heard Benji say the other day that if Latu Fainu and
Sullivan
go well, they'll be your halves.
I think they will be.
You just imagine that. See, Sal's just a backup.
I think... I don't know. Well,
he's just a veteran presence.
Yeah, you need that.
You can't say that our forward pack's shit.
You can't lace the boots up anymore.
Look, our forward pack's pretty... Probably top eight. Top eight forward pack in the comp.
Everything else about your team.
Yeah, it's just the club.
I did see that the
you missed out on Bradman as well.
Yeah, he signed re-signed for the Knights. Oh well.
The Forbes Ferraris are re-signed for the Tigers.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Actually. Something not right there with him. I reckon his abs are still fucked.
Hey,
I think there's something not right with him.
Yeah,
because no other team offered him a contract.
Mm.
And he's only young. Like, surely another club would offer him a training trial.
Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, we'll take him. He was playing all right until he tore his abdomen.
Yeah. He did play all right. He was like hot and cold, and then he kind of had a good patch of form. But
We got Jareem Buller, mate. That's all we need.
Oh, yeah. Appy Korosau. Good back.
Appy Korosau. What are you talking about? Junior Tupou?
Junior Tupou's good.
Actually, he's not that bad.
Yeah. Brent Naden.
Oh, come on.
David Nofaluma. He can fucking go, eh? I don't think
how
mate.
How long has he got?
This is last year.
He keeps trying to leave. I don't know why we don't just let him.
Oh, Matt Moylan went to Super League actually today too.
Yeah.
Leopards. Do you guys do the NRL grid?
No, I haven't done it actually.
I saw yours from yesterday.
that my little Shane Shackleton I threw in there, Fui Fui Moi Moi. Yeah.
How many people do you reckon clear their internet history and then come back and do it again?
Probably me. I do it and then I'm like, oh, I could have thought of that person because you can't see anyone.
Those people that get five.
The people that get five 100% are Googling.
Yeah. I haven't done it because I've tried to do the ones I've seen on fucking Instagram and I never can even work it out. So
just, the Charles Patrol ones?
Yeah, and then I've seen like some other ones as well.
The first one I did was yesterday. I only got 140 something because I got one wrong.
I got today. Did I screenshot it? Yeah, I did 56.
Alright, well, don't tell me who you got.
I'll tell you later. There was one that I could not think of. Like, I got 22 points for one of them.
Oh, really?
Because that was the only one that I could think of. But
what's the top number you can get before you get it wrong? Like 99.
It's a percentage, so it goes. One of them in there that I got, I was like, "Wow, he's so low."
Yeah, right. Yeah, Israel Folau yesterday was really.
Yeah, low. That was low. I had that one too.
He was only like 2 or something.
1% or something like that. One of them today, I got. I'll give you one. Played 150 games and went to fullback and 5'8". Who do you think of straight away?
Darren Lockyer.
Darren Lockyer, same as me, 1.9.
What?
Yeah.
People must be saying like Matt Moylan.
Matt Moylan, because he's one of the questions today.
Kalen Ponga.
Ponga.
Even who else? I don't even know if that's right.
This is the hard one. I'll give you the hard one. I'm not going to tell you who I put. Matt Moylan, teammate, and played for the Cowboys. There's 9 players.
Matt Moylan, teammate, but he also played for the Cowboys.
Lachlan Coote.
Didn't think of him. But no, I don't think he was there when...
No, they Lachlan wouldn't have been.
No, he wasn't there.
Penrith then? No, I don't think so.
Because Matt Moylan was playing fullback.
Travis Burns?
No, he played for the Sharks, didn't he?
No, he played...
No, he wasn't at Penrith anyway.
He played for Penrith. He might not have been.
He wouldn't have been there.
He went. He played for Manly and then he went to Penrith for a bit.
In Cronulla.
Yeah, he was at the Cowboys too. He fucking...
There's only one player I can think of.
I'm stumped.
James Tarmel.
Oh, yeah.
22 points. So there you go. There's a hint for you.
Oh, well, I won't pick him.
Under that. He's the max. It's actually updated today. It shows you the max and the lowest score you can get for the player.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, do it. It's good. It's actually...
I have to try it.
I did the football one too. But it doesn't give you when you start typing the names and you got to actually pronounce the spelling.
Oh.
I'm like, just trying to spell Giroud. So I started talking to it.
I can't.
Is there a soccer one as well?
There's like an NBA one. There's everyone.
Oh, well.
WWE one? Smash the WWE one. That was easy.
I can't spell.
Well, it doesn't give you spell checks. So I just end up just talking into it.
While we're on the Tigers, I saw another... Well, this is the local Tigers. The NRL Tigers have signed...
Blake Austin.
Blake Austin.
He still had fighting spirit for the NRL, I thought.
Yeah, I thought he was still be with the Raiders. He didn't go too bad the last time he was with them.
Didn't he win a Man of Steel?
Nah.
He did well over there, but...
I think he went all right.
Yeah.
He's a good servant. Played well for the Tigers when he was there.
Yeah, did well. Did well at Canberra.
He'd be getting on in age as well, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be like...
Oh, he'd be 34, he'd be 35.
Yeah, late 30s like now, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wonder if he played for North Queensland as well. Could be
one. Nah, I think he only played for two clubs.
No, he played for Canberra, Tigers and Panthers.
Yeah. I didn't see him anywhere else.
Yeah, that's it.
NRL news, I haven't really...
That's all that's really out there at the moment. Luai to the Tigers. My thing is... what's the next good half that's going to come on the market?
Well, I have seen... Well, people have been talking about Ezra Mamm.
He's going to stay in Queensland.
Yeah, apparently,
Tom Dinn and Mamm are going to stay in Queensland.
Apparently the Dolphins have jumped in the race for both of them. I reckon... It'd be good if the Dolphins could get one of them, but I don't really see them leaving their teams.
No. The other one's AFB.
Yeah, they're pretty strict.
Apparently the Warriors only said he can go to a Sydney club.
He can go to a Sydney club that he's going to pay for his entire contract.
And give them something in return.
And give them something in return.
There's only two clubs that can afford
to
do that.
Which is fair enough, because this is now the second time he's done that as well.
Yeah.
West Tigers and Dragons are the only two teams that can afford to do that.
And he's an ex-Dragon.
Hey, don't forget the Roosters, please.
The Roosters. We'll just give
they're going to lose Suwali on a minimum deal.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell. Oh, no, you know what they'll say? Oh, Rhea Hargrave's retired, even though he just re-signed on fucking train the trial.
$4 million, I heard.
He's retired.
See, Chaka Aho got down for his medical.
Didn't
pass because he's got an injury. He's got a surgery that'll pretty much bring him out for the whole of next season.
Yeah, a toe tendon he needs to get fixed or something.
He won't be able to play like any of next season.
The other one is Connor Tracy to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, saw that.
So they need another back, don't they?
They need another utility.
I think he's going to play front row, Connor Tracy, for him.
And who's going to be the 5'8 for the Sharks now?
Fuck, define.
What's Trindle?
Trindle.
He was better anyway.
Yeah. I forgot that.
Run the ball like Trindle. back to Lua, circling back. Yeah, who else is out there on the market that you can sign? That's going to be out there. All the good Joey halfbacks Martin. Are locked up.
Well, it's the same as last year when we were trying to sign a halfback and we tried to sign Mitch Moses because he wouldn't sign.
Only one there.
And he was the only one on the market, really.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how Benji goes there. He's taken a heaps American football style with his team, but I can already tell like the way he's talking.
What do you mean?
Like he's got like pretty much like offense, defensive coach. Like John Morris is the defense coach.
A lot of clubs do that.
Yeah, but like he's going to be putting it all on them.
Yeah, which I think is fair.
Good. Like, I reckon it's good.
I think it's smart if you've got a head coach that is kind of like the troop rallier and like
yeah.
the overall like overarching kind of. For, like,
well, John Morris, he'll go well. He'll do well. Like, he was good at Cronulla.
He was really hard done by Cronulla.
They
fucking got rid of him and have they gone good? They've been all right. They've made the eight.
Yeah, I don't think they've done any better.
Did they make the eight this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got bounced first week, didn't they?
Yeah.
They're another club that didn't. We were talking about the other night. Another club that didn't sign anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know how they'll go next year.
Yeah, they're. I think their forward pack needs a bit of retooling.
Yeah.
Like, is it, like, not that Wade Graham is good, but they've now lost him.
Well, he's about as old as.
Like, they're still, I feel like they're still trying to find a replacement
for Paul Gallen.
Yeah, for and Fida as well. Like, they got okay front
runners. They got Finucane.
Well, they got.
Yeah, but he's fucking.
He's more of a singer than an NRL player these days. He's fucking always injured. Now too.
Yeah, he's always injured.
He's going to be on the face.
He's going to be on the voice.
Yeah.
Be like down Robbie Dolan.
Robbie Dolan. Yeah.
He could be on the Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah. God. We'll save this prediction chat for when we do our NRL predictions for next season.
What predictions for next year?
I was kind of, it's been a bit
down for Nuka on the voice. Yeah. What? 10-1 odds?
10-1? We'll not take that. That's unders.
Yeah.
5-1. I don't know.
And so, yeah, the free agency period hasn't really kicked off.
No,
it kind of like shot off like at the start. Now it's just gone back.
It's just
started fast and slowed up.
They need to do just a transfer window because now, if Lua signs for the Tigers, what the fuck?
You forget about it.
Got to wait another year, like Penrith, when we got Papali'i and Coruscant. Like, fuck, we got to wait another year. He goes to Penrith, and every game you're watching, you're like, fuck, don't do an ACL.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, don't do something like that. So we'll wait and see if that.
What do you reckon will happen for the Tigers if you do get Lua and when Dewey comes back, where he plays
centers? Oh, well, he'll go,
and then you'll have no halfback.
He can't play.
Well, I think Lua will go to halfback.
You reckon?
He does it for Samoa.
He'll be paying him enough money for
it. He does it for Tonga. Or whatever Samoa, whichever Polynesian nation he does.
Yeah,
Samoa. Got him to a final.
Samoa. Hmm. Yeah.
I think final will be the 5-8. If he's as good as everyone. If he's as good as everyone tells me he is. I've never seen him play. But.
Yeah.
Campbell was telling me.
I'm spewing that Manly lost him.
Yeah, but he's got something in return. He's got Luke Brooks. He looks good in that maroon.
And Tommy Tolau.
Oh, wow.
Tommy Tolau, he can't defend.
Hey. Is he going to start next year, Tommy Tolau?
Oh,
probably.
I don't know.
No,
he's lost Morgan Harper.
Oh, did they lose to...
He
wasn't playing anyway. They got Cooler and Brad Parker.
Mm. Yeah. Hank Scorpio.
You got made to look silly a couple of times this year, Hank Scorpio.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think Brooks will go well good there next year. I feel like I'm repeating myself. I keep saying this.
Yeah, he's going to win Dally M5 over the year.
I wouldn't say that much. I wouldn't take it that early.
Hey, he's done it before.
Don't forget who your coach is, mate.
He's done it before.
Mr. fucking PowerPoint.
Yeah, McGinnis.
Brilliant. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Having him as your coach. That'd be fucking, wouldn't be annoying. He's going to be so good to listen to on Fox Sports next year too when Manly are playing. Manly, oh, they're going to get over the advantage line. Their advantage line, they're going to get over it.
He won't be allowed to commentate their games.
He won't do it. That's the one positive.
Oh, actually, I don't know. Joey still does Newcastle
games. Joey still commentates. His assistant. Flanagan was commentating.
Joey's coached every team in the comp now almost.
Yeah, Flanagan was commentating every single.
I'm going to miss Shane Flanagan as commentator. He was good. We got Hook next year, don't forget.
Oh, fuck.
Well, here comes the ball on the outside. Oh,
the Dragons were terrible.
He was the most boring.
Imagine him trying to motivate y'all. Go out there, boys, and just give them hell.
Yeah, and look, just pass the footy round.
Anyway, he's like Joe Biden.
The best video that I saw was when the Dragons boys were talking about what he's like, and Lomax was fucking pretending to be him. Now you boys are fucking. You gotta start fucking running. Oh.
Maybe he's like a bit more open behind closed doors.
I think he's a bit more animated, but
yeah, I dare say he would be. He's probably just trying his hardest not to swear when he's in the media interviews.
In commentary,
that's like what Desi's like too, when he sits there and thinks for words for 5 minutes.
Give it up, mate.
I don't see much of him even now that he's at Gold Coast.
Good.
Did you not hear him the other week talking about his new business he's got?
No, I don't really pay attention to
I don't pay attention to Manly alumni. Really. What's his new business? He looked heartbroken when he said that to you. It looked like your world come crashing down.
I don't really care about the Titans either, to be fair. That's the only thing I've seen on them all summer.
What was his new business?
Tino, but he's got a shed up there and he hires it out for weddings and funerals.
A shed,
yeah.
A shed on the Gold Coast.
Remember that you come to the end of your life and, you know, your family and stuff, and they value your life and it's a shed.
Well, you just want to have a nice wedding in a shed.
Some people can afford, Jack.
I think we'll do the shed this year for Mike's funeral. Fuck that. Yeah, anything else to add on rugby league?
Not really.
I don't think so.
Not really. Should we get into the Bet Slip Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Now.
To the Bet Slip Hall of Fame.
You didn't do it.
Oh, I've got it.
You've got it.
Sorry, last thing. We didn't get to talk about the draw coming out. The Dragons miss out on Magic Round, the losers.
Yes, I saw that. Yay. Sucked in.
We got the bye round one. Yes, equal first.
Yep. Starting off with a dub.
Yep, that's it. That's what
can't,
I reckon.
Can't be on the bottom of the ladder.
Can't be on the bottom of the ladder if you're winning.
That's right.
Bet Slip Hall of Fame. Now, I'll go back to the most recent one, the number 10 spot. Really, really tight. That's what it was.
I know it was because I checked it.
Have you had a look at it since?
And I know who won.
You know who won,
yeah? I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed too. I thought our fan base had a bit more something about them, but they obviously didn't. So on 32% was Al Stewart. On 32% was Eric Cartman. 36% was Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. And you know what broke that percentage up? Was one fucking vote.
Him.
you
were the last person to vote on it.
Fuck off.
I can see it.
I checked it. I was like, oh.
Oh, well, they do call me clutch, so.
Well, you come clutch for your own fucking.
He took himself
spot.
Over the line.
Did you guys vote for your own one?
Without Corey's vote, it would have been a three-way tie.
Which would have been playoff who wins in a fight.
Jeff Hardy, obviously.
No, well, he doesn't actually have combat.
Al Stewart, obviously.
Cartman. What? Goes to Imagination Land, goes and gets Aslan, and comes back and kills you all.
Have you seen the Doodleburger videos? Of course he's going to win.
He only skull dragged Mexicans, not Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, not Jeff Hardy or Cartman.
You treat him like a Mexican.
You fucking bastard.
So Jeff gets the 10th spot. Have spoken, and they've spoken well.
Yes.
Well, the Jeff gets the 10th spot. We'll see how many more you get in there by the end of it.
Oh, I reckon I've got a good one this week.
Well, you can lead off with the number 9. You can go for your first number 9.
So I've gone back to probably about 10 years ago as well. This was someone that we used to love in our early high school days. He's an Aussie icon as well. I've gone with Russell Coit.
Yeah, that's a good pick. He's not in my list, but kind of forgot about that. That's a good pick. He's just an all-around classic Australian, Russell Coit is.
All of the adventures.
Just pack up your swag. Let's go. I nearly said the other version.
Time to hit
the road. I said the other version. But
the high school version.
Russell Coit, that's a good pick. Good pick, Butch. Yeah. Rito, who have you got your number 9?
Mine.
You said it was Rogue.
Mine is Rogue. It's
well, that won't help.
Is it going to be George Shrinks or something?
No, it's not that Rogue.
Dang.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's a legend. He's unfortunately he's passed away. So he'll be if he makes it in the Hall of Fame, he'll be
Vale
heavenly.
Yeah,
heavenly.
He was in one of the best gangster movies of all time. He played a character in GTA Vice City. His name is Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. Fuck, that is Rogue.
Ray Liotta.
You know, from Goodfellas?
The Goodfellas. He was the lead Tommy in Vicetti. Goodfellas. He was Tommy Vicetti in GTA.
He was in last movie ever, Cocaine Bear.
That was his last ever movie.
He was in Cocaine Bear.
Oh, he's an absolute icon of the
movie, in a titan industry. Of the movie industry.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Fuck,
Cocaine Bear.
No, The Goodfellas.
I actually think I might vote for that, even though that's a good one. Fucking Ray Liotta. My number nine is mine's Rogue. That Rogue. Now this man is probably 90% of the reason why a lot of people watch UFC. Podcasting is why it's so big.
Here we go.
And just, you know, everyone's mental health and just physical well-being. And COVID and stuff like that.
Fuck.
Don't forget about Fear Factor.
Fear Factor, stand-up comedy.
His COVID talk is the one reason I don't like listening to.
It's Mr. Joe Rogan. Now, without the UFC, would not be the UFC without Joe Rogan, I don't think. Yeah. Podcasting would not be what podcasting is without Joe Rogan.
Oh, he's huge. I was listening to him today.
What I will say, though, is that Outback Travel will not be the same without Russell Coyne.
Well,
it wouldn't exist.
Put it this way. He put it on the map.
He did.
But who had that map built first? Joe Rogan, when he was talking about the old settlers from back in the day. You know what they used to do? Oregon Trail? That's what they used to do.
Joe Rogan still thinks we're in COVID lockdown. That's why he didn't want to come out to Sydney.
Yeah, no, because he has his fight one, his fight podcast with his bros.
His COVID views are very... There's too AI. Much there. There's too much. He's on everything.
AI.
You know, this monocultural farming is the real bad thing that's going on. Not the meat industry. Like, it's the wrong way they do it. Like, industrial farming is terrible for the land. You see the water runoff from those farms? Bro.
What's wrong with what he's saying there?
It's just very intense.
It is intense. But, you know.
Like, I listened to the whole farm thing. I've listened to that one. And then the farmers went real rogue and they said that people don't eat the right meat. They said that we should be eating liver and heart.
Yeah, that's it. They said, you're going to take my guns away from me protecting my family? You're going to have to stop me, motherfucker. That guy was fucking rogue, yeah. But I just like his ones that he does with, like, celebrities and comedians.
Yeah,
I don't like his fucking country ones. Like, they're yokels, man.
But
honestly,
I do listen. I listen to them because I want to. Like, I'm like, oh, this
get the perspective.
It's gonna be interesting, but it shows you how fucking backwards that country is.
They are.
It really does. It makes you change your perspective of America fucking hugely.
My Second Amendment.
My
two way. You're taking away my two way from me.
You know what? People just don't understand. You take away our guns. It's going to be even worse. You know, you need a gun to protect yourself. People in other countries don't understand that because they never had a gun.
Well, it's so bad here. Anyway, that was my number nine.
We've had our say, boys. Now it's time for...
I'll put it up. Do you want me to put Ray Liotta in black and white so people know that he's heavenly?
put a picture
just put
of Tommy
just put the song, the song from Goodfellas, Life's But a Dream.
Life is but a dream. Life is but...
Yeah, look, it was a rogue pick, but it's part of my top ten.
And that's the glory of it. They get to vote on it.
Yeah,
I dare say I think Corey's is probably going to get voted in again.
Corey's going to win.
You're appealing to the fan base.
I think Corey's he's just very much going for the fan vote. He's not
very much.
He's not voting with his heart.
That's what I am.
He's not voting with his heart.
Yeah, like you're the everyday battler.
Well, how am I not voting for my heart, Rito? I've got both his DVDs at home.
And the DVD soundtrack.
Yes.
And the running commentary. You
and
fucking bastard.
And I watched the new season that came out last year.
Yeah, that was a bit woke. For me.
Oh, come on.
Bit lefty.
Yeah, sorry, Rogan.
This woke culture, man, is fucking with our lives.
They say I'm far right. I am not far right.
I'm liberal.
I might be right leaning.
I'm center right. But I'm a liberal. Anyway, did you see fucking Joe Biden the other day?
Oh, did you see Joe, what he did yesterday?
I think we should talk about this off air. Because
can we stop talking about American politics, please?
Oh, no, it's just Sleepy Joe being Sleepy Joe.
I lost my dog.
the Andrew Griffin of America.
Who's Andrew Griffin?
Oh, fuck.
Anthony Griffin. Yeah, Anthony Griffin. I was thinking Peter Griffin for a second. Then I was like,
oh. Yeah, I was trying to think. Like, who
Andrew Griffin.
The Anthony Griffin.
Of Australia. He does sound like him, actually. But yeah, we'll put the vote out on the Instagram, everyone up there. Racing dead and fucking buried now that Spring Carnival's finished.
Yep.
Yeah,
that won't pump back out until around rugby league season next year.
Yeah, you get a bit of Autumn Carnival.
Autumn Carnival.
You don't get to. It's a few group ones here and there. You do have your race days still on, like your Christmas carnivals and stuff, but it's nothing to cheer home about.
Nothing more than a work Christmas party.
Yeah, that's what they're there for, to be honest. Yeah. I think they're on just for work Christmas parties.
And they will be enjoyed by people like me.
And myself. Anyway, all right, let's leave it there, eh?
Yep.
Butch, always a pleasure, never a chore. Rita, turn it off.